instinct, other-directed. None of the adults in his neighborhood were able to respond to his inquisitive nature. His mother was not able to either. However, she offered Earl another valuable piece of advice. Honey Nightingale encouraged her son to read as much as he could, as often as possible. Earl recalled her words. "Knowledge is everything. Everything you want to know has been written down by someone." She loved books, so much so, if ever she found a peaceful moment outside of working in the factory, you would find Honey Nightingale somewhere reading. He kept this mantra in mind as he progressed through many trying times in life. Encouraged by her words, California's Long Beach Public Library was frequented by a young Earl Nightingale. While the immediate adults in his life couldn't answer his burning question, his quest for that answer did not die. He spent years pondering one simple fact. When a person is born into this world, they are offered the same opportunity that is granted to every other newborn. In essence, your birth is the equivalent of starting from scratch. Regardless of the history of the family you're born into, no person comes into the world with a specific advantage over another. By right, anyone can reach their goals. Everybody has the free will to decide what they want to be passionate about and work towards that passion, to contribute to the rest of humanity. What changes from that point and takes that person's right away? Earl insisted that he would find that one book that had the answers he searched for. His quest was centered on The Secret to Success. Those who were aware of his mission foolishly attempted to discourage him from his search. Earl was told that no such book existed. He didn't believe it and continued to read. Earl was naturally curious about the depths and specific processes of the world. He was not satisfied with leaving these questions unanswered. Complacency did not sit well on Earl's palate. Because of this, he was destined to become one of the world's pioneering experts in the areas of success and the psychology behind its development. His day trips to the library sparked a journey that lasted over 20 years. His desire was insatiable. He was certain that there was an answer to be found and intended to find it. Earl Nightingale begins a career in the military. At just 17 years old, Earl Nightingale was persuaded by a confident recruiter to enlist with the United States Marine Corps. Anxious to explore new horizons, Earl signed up with high expectations for the promising opportunity. In addition to the benefits associated with serving his country, the Marine Corps offered Earl the opportunity to embark on a bit of traveling. His first destination was Hawaii. Unfortunately, this would also be as far as Earl's global travels would take him. He was still stationed there on December 7, 1941, when the Japanese launched their attack on Pearl Harbor. Earl's battleship, the USS Arizona, was taken by surprise early in the morning. He described the chaos and panic that was sparked by the unexpected attack. Earl recalled Marines scrambling over each other to reach their battle stations, attempts to remain composed while bombs steadily crippled their ship, and witnessing friends being killed adjacent to him must have been daunting. The USS Arizona was engulfed in shrapnel, flames, and crumbling debris until it finally collapsed into the water. The blast submerged them all, but it caused the Japanese to cease fire. By the help of a fellow Marine officer, Earl safely made his way to the shore. He was one of the few Marines who managed to survive the attack. The fact that he survived something so devastating confirmed to Earl that he was here for a reason. He knew the purpose he was supposed to fulfill, and Pearl Harbor gave him the conviction to tirelessly work towards his goal. According to his wife, Diana Nightingale, Earl strongly believed in paying the price for the things you wanted. The same focus would need to be applied whether one was working towards personal liberation or the freedom of your country. The war taught Earl the value of each moment. He dedicated his future to advancing his understanding of the business of life. Before ending his term with the Marines, Earl returned to the United States after the war.